Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. We have reached Tuesday morning. It is 6:09. We have also reached July 1st. Jen Tui, good morning to you.
How did we get here? Good morning to you, Tim Richards.
Temperature is going to be warm. High still around 82 degrees. Rainy for the first half of the day. Some thunder expected this afternoon. And then Trent McGill mentioned that tomorrow, a little bit cooler. Also, some of that humidity gets out of here tomorrow. So we're excited about that. I know it just hit me yesterday that, I think my wife and my daughter were talking about 4th of July weekend. I was like, oh yeah, we got a couple weekends till that. Oh, that's this weekend.
This weekend.
Oh, that's what's going on. Some friends are having parties and things like that. And I'm thinking this is 10 days away. We're
here.
We have a while till that. Oh,
it's happening.
It's this weekend. So
does this mean we can start the countdown for back to school yet or not yet? Too early.
It was so funny you mentioned that. And we're going to get to Dead Guy in an Envelope in a second, but.
Oh, good.
Like my daughter has a theater camp every other day and she's got some gymnastics and some things. She likes to do those type of things during the summer. She just really loves to sing and dance and be on stage and that type of thing. And to like this week, she doesn't have gymnastics, which is fine. So today is like a free for all, whatever day. And I'm looking at all sorts of things to do because she does like to do different things. And I'm thinking, is it the Natural History Museum? Cause she was just talking about like dinosaurs, which
They
just did the renovation.
Yes.
So it's funny you mentioned that cause we're looking at different things to do because she's, you know, even if it's one thing to do to get her out of the house because she likes different things to do because today's the day where we're like, well,
we need some activities.
Yeah, we're July.
You're getting there.
Starting to get there.
All right.
So it's the end of June. We're already looking ahead. So that's funny you mentioned that. Let's get to it. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. But let's get to it. Dead guy in an envelope.
He's dead. He's a guy. He's in an envelope. I don't know who he is. Good luck. Tim does, though.
Star 102, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good. Looks like the Browns are officially going to go to that new stadium.
I'm not upset about it.
Yeah.
I hate traffic, so I would go to a game now.
Oh.
So you'll go to a game
now. Works to your advantage.
Yeah, usually when I mention that, people get very upset they're moving from the lake, but you seem to be, like, you know, fine with it. So I think we have maybe 4 more years on the lake, something like that, and then we'll be...
Yeah.
The Brook Park Browns. I mean, still Cleveland Browns, but in Brook Park.
I don't think they're calling them that,
well,
are they?
No, they're not, but you know, so it'll be different. None of us have experienced the Browns off the lake. It's definitely different.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll play better.
That
maybe
could be
it's
a
been
thing.
The water. They have been waterlogged for decades.
Is it bad? I'm most excited about the new entertainment and shopping district more than the stadium.
Even if you're mad they're moving, you got to be relatively excited about that.
If you saw like the renderings, it looks amazing.
Yeah. And we're not going to be excited about the $100 parking they're going to charge you to make up for all this money that they're spending.
Yeah, no, not that.
Yeah. So we would love your guy for dead guy in an envelope. You know how the game works. He's dead. He's a guy. Jen does not know the name of the envelope because, you know, she spoiled it last game. We would love your guess.
Woody Hayes.
Oh, not Woody Hayes.
Quit waiting for me.
I'm sorry.
I don't know.
I'm sorry. I'm used to you jumping in. Not Woody Hayes. I appreciate the guest, though.
Every day you do that.
I know. I have to get used to it. We need a new guest tomorrow morning on Star 102.
Northfield Center is today's Star City at 72 degrees. Here are the three things you need to know this morning. Lululemon suing Costco, saying they're violating its patents by selling knockoff versions of their pants, hoodies, and jackets. The ABC line of pants, the Define line of jackets, and the Scuba line of zip-ups and hoodies. They're seeking an unspecified amount of monetary damages.
Have any of those left? Asking for a friend.
Immediately, I read this story yesterday, and I went to the Costco website. I'm like, ooh, I want to get all these.
Gone. Those pants at Costco were $20. ABC pants at Lululemon, what, $120? Got it, they're right in that range. They're right around $100.
Any Costco brand clothing I've purchased is awesome.
Is it?
Nate,
that Kirkland,
a big
the
fan.
Kirkland
the Kirkland brand.
Brand. So that brand?
See,
correct. Telling you.
And then they have name brands of stuff, too. Yeah.
They do. I feel like that might be.
But I feel
Simon
like
Sam's Club, I feel like that's where Costco might be superior because I don't buy that brand a lot. I don't know.
I'm bummed that we missed out.
Oh, my gosh.
And now
they. Can you imagine that? An entire Lulu line? You can buy 5, 6 pairs of those pants for one Lulu.
You're a big fan, I know that. Of the ABC.
Absolutely.
Right, okay. Giant Eagle has completed their sale of all GetGo locations. What happens to your fuel perks? Good news, nothing. They'll stay intact without interruption. Akron Municipal Court offering a unique option for your wedding. If you're planning to get married soon, it will be an opportunity to have an outdoor wedding with the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile as your backdrop. They're offering it.
Why?
I don't know.
Wait, are they getting married on...
No.
The Wienermobile,
no.
They're getting, it's just the backdrop, just a large Wienermobile behind you? Or
here's the thing. It's a free lunch Friday, so people will be out for the free lunch. It's at Cascade Lodge.
So they're
Lodge
all attending
Park.
Your wedding? Like
I
the
guess
free
so.
Lunch people?
July 11th. You can sign up.
Okay.
Oscar Mayer Wienermobile. Get your beautiful wedding dress right in front of that wiener.
I want to.
Mobile.
Next, we have Stevie on the socials.
Tim, I thought of you as I saw this trending all over the weekend. There is a chain restaurant going viral on TikTok that you happen to love. Food reviewers are all trying it. Lines have been crazy.
Oh, boy.
People have been waiting out the door for something new on their menu.
That's
maybe
what I'm
it's coming
about.
Back. No more bankruptcy, maybe.
This.
I know what you're talking about. I love that he's associated with it.
I love this. I thought about you over the weekend. This is great. I can't be the only one.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jim and Tim Show on Star 102.
Since it is a Tasty Tuesday, we have to talk about Red Lobster, as a chain restaurant has the internet in a chokehold once again. Tim's favorite. I feel like you talk about it enough.
I have not been there for a while, and I think I need to. Every time we drive past it. There's one on 306. I live in Menard. It's right there. And my daughter says, Daddy, I love Red Lobster. We should go. Now, mind you, she won't eat anything inside of the Red Lobster. It just has the little, you know, the little video game, the little screen that you can play when you go inside of there. Like Olive Garden has it.
Oh, yeah.
Red Lobster has
right.
it. And you pay, I don't know if it's a couple of bucks, and you can play the games. That's
sure.
why she said she likes it.
Does she even like the Cheddar Bay biscuits?
She won't even try them.
Oh,
my daughter's
the
pickiest
best.
Eater ever. I just... She won't even try them at all. I try
it's
to get
like
her.
That's the best part.
I know. How do you not just try that? I have no idea, but yeah, I haven't been there for a while, but that's a good call.
Well, they have something new on their menu. It's causing lines out the door. It could be their saving grace after filing bankruptcy. It started with a few viral posts saying, quote, y'all got the word out there on social media too strong at Red Lobster. It's a 45-minute wait at 4 p.m. Crazy. Another user wrote, this was all to try their brand new, well, so they were waiting in line to try their new seafood boils, if you didn't see that. They
have no,
seafood
I didn't.
Boil. Someone said they sold out of them. They were gone. But they waited like all that time. They were gone.
Oh.
Another influencer posted, folks on TikTok are tearing those Red Lobster seafood boil bags up. I might need to visit for the first time in 20 years. And then someone else posted that the new CEO came in standing on business because they got this new CEO. Yeah, I think he's like a younger guy trying to bring it back. Like, I feel like after they filed bankruptcy, people were going and they were just more disappointed. Like, it wasn't the same. So they released this new launch. It's called Crab Fest. Everyone's talking about it. You get the seafood boil bags, $5 drinks, sangria flights, cocktails, and it runs through September 14th. There's two kinds you can get. The Mariner's Boil, which is Maine lobster tail, snow crabs, dozen shrimp, corn, and red potatoes for $45. Or the Sailor's Boil, which is Cajun-inspired with shrimp, smoked sausage, corn, and potatoes for $30. And you can either get roasted garlic butter, Cajun butter, or Old Bay.
Oh, my. Anything with roasted garlic butter, I'm in. I'm literally looking at this like...
I mean, you get the bib, you get the thing in the bag. Yeah, you get the little like thing to crack the something crabs.
I bet you leave so buttery.
Ew.
I mean, gross. I bet it's like on the forearms, over that bib. You better wear a shirt you don't care about.
Like a glossy lip, like you just
maybe
put on
glossy
like
forehead. Just depends how hard you went at it.
That is gross.
Forehead.
How do you take everything... Literally next level.
You've been
grosses.
There. Buttery in, buttery out. Here's my question, I have to make sure that they don't do one thing, please. That is next. We just got to make sure that they don't do this. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel good favorites. Red Lobster, do not bring back the ultimate endless shrimp deal because that was your downfall. Remember
I know.
That?
I do. And when you brought up Red Lobster with the seafood boil, I'm like, oh God, I hope it's not all you can eat. Yeah, I remember that. And let me tell you why I remember that. Because I hadn't been to Red Lobster in years until you told me about that all-you-can-eat shrimp. And we went like one Saturday afternoon and it was delicious. And yeah, you just get just as much shrimp as you can. The ones on the skewers, what is that one? That was so good. I think I ordered 73 skewers. I'm like, I'll have another skewer.
Or is there something else? Yeah, that's scampi.
It was like grilled on a skewer and seasoned. I don't know which one it was. It was so good.
Well, what you do, and we were just, even if you're in, let's say, if you're in Las Vegas or something, and they have these all you can eat at the Palms or whatever it might be, you can have your lobster, your crab legs or something. There is a time limit. There's some restrictions on unlimited.
Oh, they do?
There's an asterisk next to it, right? There's
but
something
it's
somewhere.
It's usually a lengthy amount of time.
You have to give people bumpers like it's bowling.
They say like you have to leave after a certain amount of time?
You have, I think it's a two-hour limit.
Oh.
Yeah, that's how a lot of these all-you-can-eat.
You have to do something because people will stay there for 8 hours and have both meals, and you're going to knock back 150 shrimp.
Like, that's a lot.
It's like you can have three rounds. I mean, you still get the win, but you just can't do that again. That's how you got in trouble first time.
Did you see Buffalo Wild Wings has the all you can eat boneless wings? They have Mondays that deal going on.
Is there a time limit on that?
I think everywhere it's like a 2 hour. Yeah,
a 2 hour time.
Funny you said. I just saw that yesterday.
There's just like you said, like one day a week.
Go. Like Mondays for $23, something like that.
And you can get all. Is that like a sign that there could be next? Because I feel like all these companies,
the all you can eat. Is that the sign of you're getting in trouble, but you need to do something?
Like, how do you win on that as far as a promotion? How do you make money on
buzz,
that?
Social media buzz, I guess.
Maybe.
I feel like you need to not set a time limit, but rather call it all you can eat, but like asterisk, okay, 10 rounds or something.
Which is fair. It's still limit. It's still bumpers,
limited
though, right?
In that way. I don't know.
Okay.
No, feels.
That makes sense.
Like a lot. I wish they had that shrimp again, though. It was really good. It's your fault I loved it.
I know. I'm sorry.
Try the new seafood boil.
I want to know.
You'll be there later today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Lemonade potato chips.
Ugh.
Star 102. I'm really, and also at 7:10, I'm a bad person.
Why? What? When you say something like that,
Jen.
What did you do? What do you mean? What is that?
Lemonade
even?
Potato chips. Tim is a bad person. Okay. 7:05.
I don't. This makes me nervous. Like you're going to tell us there was some like something we're allergic to or like something. What? What?
Let's talk about some
don't
seafood bumpers while we're on
the
this.
Fact that you're a bad person. That's, like it already happened.
Backsell that. It did already happen. All right. Seafood bumpers.
I just wanted to let you guys know that pickle bill, it's all you can eat crab legs, but there's a catch. The first pound is free. The second pound is free. But the third pound, you have to start paying at $39.99.
Yeah. See, that's what you need to do.
Boy, where's over, pickle bill?
Right by me. And so you have to have bumpers on that. You have to have some restrictions because people, and I understand why, you're excited about it. You know, you're paying a good price point for it, so you want to get bang for the buck. But you have to have some restrictions on some of these.
Exactly.
That's what we should do on a Tasty Tuesday. We should see between the three of us how much seafood we could eat. Jen has a pile of seafood. Stevie won't eat it.
No. You'll Stevie eat the most.
Oh. What? Fat boy? Did you hear what Jen just said? Another fat Tim reference.
First of all, you've already referenced how many, like, you just told me you went to an all-you-can-eat lobster thing in, like, Las Vegas and ate six lobsters.
That was between you and I. First of all, I was in Florida. That was years ago.
Okay, Florida. Six lobsters. I mean,
that was supposed to be between you and I.
Okay, I apologize, but you did say that.
I'll eat the corn and potatoes.
Okay.
Yeah, you eat the sides, we eat the main course. That's why our show works together. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Good morning to you. It's the Jen and Tim Show. It is Tuesday. It is July 1st. Temperature's going to warm up around 82 degrees. Rainy for the first half of the day. Some thunder expected this afternoon. Still have to get a grand prize winner for all of the contestants that won the games during the month of June of Trump Tui, brought to you by Apex Skin.
Yeah, and Apex Skin has this awesome Summer Essentials gift tote that's worth $250. So somebody's going to get that today. Very excited to give that away.
We will certainly have that announcement.
What'd you do?
It's Tasty Tuesday. We should, if you follow Jen and Tim Show on all the socials, Star 102 on all the socials, if that's one of the things you do when you wake up, we appreciate that. You can always scroll and see what's going on. We try to let you know what's happening. We let you know this morning, Jen edited a video. We certainly appreciate that. We tried lemonade-flavored potato chips. Thought there was a chance it was going to be refreshing and crunchy. We'll get to our assessment of that here in just a minute.
That, like, the amount of times you reference the potato chip being refreshing is hilarious.
Mind over matter. It's similar to me talking into the camera during Siren's Curse. I feel like there's another person there that'll get me through it. I say if it's refreshing and crunchy, maybe that'll also get me through it. What did we think of that? And then also, had a little fun with those lemonade potato chips yesterday post-show.
What?
That's also on the way.
Oh.
So the review, then a little fun with the chips. That's next on Star 102. Today as a show, we tried these lemonade flavored potato chips. I had a DM that said, hey, by the way, Tim, I know you've been looking for these lemonade flavored potato chips. They have them at Metter Family Foods on Lakeshore. I said to myself, let's head there. Let's grab these potato chips. Let's give them a try as a show.
So we tried them yesterday, and I think one of the most shocking parts is when you open the bag, they just smell like regular potato chips. There was no lemony, overpowering scent. I think you, Stevie, got the scent, though, when you went to eat the chip. I didn't.
Yes. Very slightly, but it was there. But it was not overpowering like I expected.
And you liked the lemonade chips?
Yeah.
I thought there were three levels of the chip. There was the...
That is true.
The basic smell of the potato chip when you go to bite it. Then you take the bite, and it has like a sour tang. Like almost like... It doesn't taste like a Sour Patch Kid, but it made my mouth feel like it feels when I eat a Sour Patch Kid, if that makes sense. And then like the fin... I feel like I'm talking about a wine. Like the top notes, the bottom... And then the end of it, it felt like a salt and vinegar chip.
It did. It was like layers of like different flavors coming at you.
Yeah. It's not like you're eating it and it tastes like lemonade. What was your experience,
Tim? It was a specific... And it's been driving me crazy. And Stevie and I were talking about this off the air. That there It is a specific lemon.
Did you figure it out?
No. And it's been driving me crazy. It's not a lemon head. It's not sour.
Someone
but
commented to them that it is like a lemon Girl Scout cookie.
Oh, maybe that's it. Maybe that's what I'm thinking
like
of.
With sweetness to
yeah,
it?
Yeah, so maybe you're thinking sour lemon. You need to go towards more of a cookie.
Maybe
lemon.
That's what it is, because it is not a sour thing. And it does finish kind of like a, like you mentioned, a almost like the saltiness at the end or something. And it was, I mean, I grabbed a couple chips. So I got a little more lemon than probably most.
A mouthful several times in the video. Worth watching.
I decided to have a little fun with the lemonade flavored potato chips post game, post show.
What does that mean?
Well, I will address that in 2.5 minutes on Star 102. So we had an open bag of regular chips that look very similar at home. Star 102, Cleveland's feel good favorites. And I took the lemonade flavored potato chips at home and did it.
You stuck them in the regular bag?
Yeah. So we're playing a little, we'll play a little game later on today. Nobody would try them at home, so there was only one way in.
Did anyone taste them yet?
Not yet. But they look, they don't smell like lemonade. They look like the chips.
So you're just going to wait and see when someone tastes one?
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a new game in the Richards house. So again, I'm sorry. I didn't have your mic on. Go ahead.
Why wouldn't they try them?
My daughter doesn't try anything.
They're not experimental eaters in your home,
right? They are not experimental eaters. This isn't like there's an allergy to it or anything else. It tastes like lemonade. It tastes like a lemonade chip. This isn't a seafood thing or anything else. It's a lemonade-flavored chip.
Yeah, as a picky person, I feel like it's not that risky.
It's not that risky. Nobody would try it. So I thought to myself, okay.
You're going to have them sneakily try it?
Mm-hmm.
This is a bad idea.
Why is this a bad idea?
This is a bad idea. They're going to get mad at you.
I'm going to go home and suggest, I don't know, you want some chips with that sandwich?
Set up a camera.
Set it
phone up.
What are the chances they get to that bag before you get home?
I get home relatively early. I don't know. You know,
yeah,
I got chips at 9 a.m.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I mean,
that's true.
Your point is valid. It's definitely valid.
Right,
but
right.
That would be an early chip.
Yeah,
early.
That's an early chip. Okay.
Chip and eggs? I don't know.
Okay.
Chip and waffles?
You never had a breakfast chip?
No.
Ooh. Things are in our house.
Do you?
Really? Well, I mean, you'd eat potatoes with eggs. Why not?
So.
I think this was a terrible idea.
Why?
Because they are not experimental eaters. They're going to be mad at
As a picky eater, they're going to be very upset.
Maybe
they're going to gag. And this, the salt and vinegar finish flavor is aggressive.
It doesn't taste like salt and vinegar.
Yes, it does.
It just finished. It's like with a salty chip taste.
No, it tastes like salt and vinegar
lemony.
At the end.
Just lemony.
No. I'm still traumatized from all the food I was forced to eat that I didn't want to eat. So you might some therapy.
Name one.
Fish sticks.
Yeah. Well, I don't even know what that is.
It was a whole thing.
I don't even know what that is. What is in a fish stick?
Fish.
What percent fish is a fish stick?
I don't know.
Can we not get into that?
What part of the fish is the fish stick? Like the gills and the...
Ew!
It did not taste good is all I know.
When is the last time you've had a fish stick?
My kids like fish sticks. Like, I'll occasionally get a fish stick.
And you ate one?
Yeah.
Dipped in malt
vinegar. Fish sticks kind of
what are you doing to your stomach?
Hot dog of meats. It's like the fish stick of...
It is the hot dog of the sea.
Yeah, the hot dog of the sea.
It is the hot dog of the sea.
Yeah.
Good luck having breakfast now. Good morning. Kind of go for a fish stick now. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites.
They're not bad, especially if you get the extra crispy ones. They have like a big box of them at Costco I bought once. And then
Still like Vandekamp or whatever?
Yeah,
like,
there's a Vandekamp.
I haven't had that since I was a kid.
And then I feel like there's a yellow box of them too.
Is that the fancy?
There's a blue one and a yellow one.
What's the difference?
I don't know. Okay. I wish I should have.
Cajun?
No, I don't think it's definitely not a Cajun. Definitely not a Cajun. But, I mean, it's not terrible.
Well, I can't speak to it. I think I was 9 the last time I had a fish stick.
I feel like, you know.
Hot dog of the sea.
When Izzy was little, you didn't do like fish sticks and mac and cheese for dinner.
No,
I feel like that's like a common
either
child meal.
She'll have all sorts of fruits and veggies. It's none of that.
Oh, so she's
have
been picky always. Like,
yeah,
even
when she
as
was
a baby.
Two or three or something, she would have pizza and everything else. And now it's just, I would never even force it on her. It's just almost disgusting to even look at. It's the most.
Yeah.
We just try to find things, you know, bread and waffles and other things that kind of sustain her. Fruits and veggies all day. It's so funny because parents are usually trying to get the kiddos to eat the fruit and veggies and whatever else. She'll eat that all day long. You put it in front of her, done. But some of the other things, I'll buy some fish sticks. That'll be a real home run for her.
That definitely.
It is. Dad, what's that smell? I just want you to try something, kiddo.
Probably not do
We're
that.
With a yellow box tonight.
I gotta look up which one's which.
Stay tuned. Stay tuned for the Jen and Tim show for the yellow or blue box.
And then my kids too would eat the, you know, the fish planks. Like when you go get like a, what's it called? Like a beer battered fish, like at a restaurant, and they'll order that. Sometimes they think it's delicious. So then I try to buy the fish planks for at home. They won't eat those. They will not eat those at home. But if you're out at a restaurant and there's some type of beer battered cod or whatever, they love it.
Yeah.
So
there you go.
Kids are interesting with food. Real neat. Real neat. Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign. No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.